Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today's thoughts are on the subject of family. I will be talking about family in its broader context.
Okay, let's get started with some music. We have a bit of a movie theme this morning. See if you can guess what the movies are. Mimi will tell you at the end of the show which movies the tracks are from.
Remember, you're only
the most important thing to you? If you asked 1,000 people this question, most would probably say family. We don't all describe family the same way, but at its core, family is defined by one thing, and that is the experience of love. Conversely, then, we can also say, where we find love, we also find family. No matter how we define it, most of us have experienced it, so we know something about love, although none of us knows everything. But we do know that love has an expansive quality, and so it causes us to think expansively, generously, joyously. When we feel loved, we become enthusiastic and optimistic. The family unit is at the center of society, because society at large is just another family. A term associated with this idea is global community. We all understand this idea of global community to some extent, but how well do you actually know it? Is it just a nice idea, or even a great idea, or do you really feel it and experience it as a living thing within you? Something that not only excites you, but shapes your daily life. At the center of family is you. And at the center of you are your thoughts. All behavior, all action is shaped by our thoughts. Thoughts produce feelings, and we act on these feelings because feelings excite the will. Do you think the world would be a better place if we thought and acted as if humanity were a family? How would society function with this idea as a philosophical foundation? It may be desirable, but is it even possible to love everyone, including criminals? Is it all just a bit too idealistic to be practical? We can create whatever we conceive. If we are going to entertain the idea of global community, let alone work towards manifesting it, we need to start with ourselves, because we can only realize collectively what we experience individually. Human beings are body and mind, and many say soul as well. Our bodies are a community of cells, all performing different functions, but all working for the common benefit of the total well-being. We are responsible for the health of our bodies, so we must learn to care for self in the first instance. The mind is part of that mix as well. So the mind-body interface needs to be understood and its function enhanced. So where do we start? We start where we are right now, and where we go is towards greater understanding. What we can imagine can happen, so we start with the right thoughts. We all have common needs. We all live on the same planet and access the same resources. These things alone indicate the need to find common purpose. You move in a circle of friends and associates, and that is your personal local community. What you think, say, and do affects everyone within this community and vice versa. So if you are the first point of this family idea, and your biological family is the second, then this local community is your third family. This is your most intimate connection to the global community, and it is where you can have the greatest impact. The idea is to work on strengthening your existing relationships, but to do this with the end goal firmly in mind. When you decide to be more considerate, more caring, and more thoughtful, you will not only strengthen your own friendships, you will find those friendships will take that energy outwards into their own individual circles. The process is entirely natural and does not involve any attempts to directly change anyone. It is done, however, in the full knowledge that change will occur and that change is called evolution. Decide to work for the happiness and success of everyone who is part of your team. Be aware that every choice we make affects everyone else. Build the strength of your current relationships on a foundation of honor, sincerity, generosity, and to the benefit of all, including yourself. Do this irrespective of what others may say or do in return. You cannot control what they do. You are only responsible for what you do. music you heard at the start of the show was from the following movies. Theme music from Melody, Out of Africa, and James Bond, Moonraker. The theme music after the talk was from Once Upon a Time in the West.
That's it from us today. Tune in next Friday.
You've been listening to Musings. Listen on 104.6 FM or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/musings. Have a great week.